game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball, basketball podcast. It's January 17th, 2017. Slim, how's your weekend? How have you been? I haven't talked to you in a little bit.
You know, nice and warm, the usual.
Yeah, it's gray and awful here, but that's how it usually goes. I'm excited. It's MLK Day while we're recording this. We actually have some basketball games to talk about that happened yesterday.
Yesterday afternoon?
Yes.
All right, I'm trying to find that channel.
Which is...
Oh, there you go. Watching while doing this. That doesn't happen too often.
I know. What game's on right now?
Right now you got Philadelphia and Milwaukee.
We got the
Washington and Portland is a blowout finishing up.
Yeah, that one's not going too well for the Blazers. Man, they started so strong and then fell apart.
Maybe last year was a little fluky, I guess.
Yeah, might have been.
It didn't really change much. Turner didn't come in and really change the team like I guess they expected.
I don't know if anyone was expecting that. We got some games to talk about. A couple things to catch up on the weekend. Let's get right to it on today's show. We're going to recap a couple games that we kind of mentioned there on MLK Day, along with other things going on in the weekend. Play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? Do we have more theme music today, Slim?
Oh, I'm sure.
Ah, awesome. Always look forward to that. Then we're going to wrap up the show with our 30-point challenge.
Y'all ready for this?
Slim, are you ready to break down some day games, some afternoon basketball?
Sure. I mean, you didn't actually watch that blowout, did you?
I've been busy doing Razzball stuff. I haven't watched... What do you mean, watch what blowout?
Oh, Washington's up, what, 17?
The end of that game? No. Well, the first game was good. The Knicks and the Hawks. The Poppycockers, not surprisingly, lost again.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, without... Who's their starter right now? Mandingo's getting 37, 38? I mispronounced that.
Mandingo.
Oh
my god, I feel so bad. Someone in the comments wrote out how to properly pronounce Lavonier.
No, it's what you gotta do it with like a southern accent, right? It's Laverne
Shirley.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to find that.
It's Ernest. Yeah, something like that.
I meant to do that for the last podcast, but I forgot where to find it. I'll try to find that real quick. But yeah, no Goose. What's up with the Goose?
With the Achilles. They brought him back too fast, and who knows how long he'll be out. He might get the Dirk timetable now. We were joking about it, but oh, man. Yeah. Ron Baker started? Who else was out?
What a terrible team. Good, they brought Courtney Lee off the bench to start Ron Baker.
Oh, no. Yeah, Courtney Lee played. Okay. All right, this makes sense. Match up. Oh, man.
This
is
bad.
Not looking good right now.
No, not at all. I'm trying to find this comment real quick. I think it was from Irk Nodi Nowitzki, but now I can't find it. But we're going to... he wrote out like a really phonetic way to pronounce Laverne. I'm sorry. I'm as you can tell, I'm deeply prepared for this podcast as I scroll through comments trying to find it. Melo put up 30. How many more minutes does his knees have left?
Minutes? I'm glad you did that and not games, because that would have been tough. Yeah, you know, I'll go... I'll put the over-under at, what, 500?
I think something like that. Aggregate stats are tough. I can never keep up with aggregate stats.
No, nice bounce back game from Schroeder. That's nice to see. He's been putting up some points.
That was one of the big storylines from the weekend, is that Malcolm Delaney was flat out outplaying Schroeder. The plus-minus disparity between the two was pretty wild. They left Coach Butthole, being back to the Butthole, leaving Delaney in. on Friday's game where they barely lost to the Celtics, and then Delaney just ended strong in their loss on Sunday. But better than this one, 28 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 13 of 16 shooting. Wow, that's pretty efficient.
Yeah, that was like a lot of layups, I'm guessing.
Probably that Ron Baker defense, yo.
Yeah. No, he was probably on Hardaway, who went 9 for 16.
Yeah, Hardaway looked good. This is ups and downs of Thragnoff's. The game before was awful. The game before that was good. Ups and downs.
Yeah, he hasn't done a whole lot else besides that Thragnoff, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's super Thragnoff. I enjoy streaming him.
He's ownable in the right situation. Like, long term.
Maybe. In a roto league more. I mean, your Thragnoffs are always more important in roto leagues.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got a team I'm trying not to punt threes, but it's starting to look that way. I might need more than just a Tim Hardaway, though. That might not be enough.
All right. What else on the Hawks side? Kent Bazemore, another decent enough game. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. 5 of 13 from the field, 2 threes.
I'm happy to see the shot attempts are getting back up there.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, maybe not must own, but should be owned in most 12ers.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, you know, the free throws from last year, probably we're not going to get back to that. But yeah, it's coming on strong, and you know, Korver's gone, and who's the guy that's supposed to come in? Dunleavy, 19 minutes of 0-for-5.
Yeah.
We're not worried about that.
Right off the 20-point game, he goes 0-for-5 and doesn't score. Awesome.
Yeah. Bazemore should be owned. He was available in a league that I probably should have, you know, I was busy streaming. What can you do?
Yeah. That happens to me all the time. Paul Millsap plays 39 minutes at center, pulls his best Dwight impersonation with 6 of 10 free throws.
That's a great game for Dwight. Come on now.
But his line was great. 1.5 rainbow line, 17, 7, and 6 with 3 steals, 3 blocks.
Okay. You know, taking 5 threes. Man, they took a lot of threes.
Yep.
But taking 5, you know, that might not have been the best idea. He only went 5 for 18 on the day. But they got the win, so who cares?
Yeah. The Poppycockers lose. They shoot 65% at the free throw line. yeah, this team is... I mean, Melo's about to get shut down. they're going to wave the white flag on the
season. Got to be worried about that happening eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, are they going to automatically just, like, turn around and start winning, you know, 4, 5, 6 in a row? I wouldn't bet on that. Come on.
How? This is like...
Kuzminskis and Ron Baker as your starters?
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, this is going so far downhill so fast. It was starting okay. They looked like a shoo-in to be like a 6 seed and probably lose in the first round of the playoffs, but that's better than lately.
Yeah, they were 500 for a while.
Ugh.
That's
it's all the positive things
you can hope for, I think.
Kyle O'Quinn got another 16 minutes, only 3 of 10 from the field, but 6 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. Usually chipping in D-stats. He had a big week last week.
Sure, you know, you kind of expect more with... the goose down, but yeah, he hasn't been getting the power forward minutes. They seem to go going small ball.
They went really small. I mean, so did the Hawks. They started, you know, Cephalosha at power forward, I guess, or Bazemore power forward, and Millsap at center. So they went small as well.
Okay, not much to read into that except that, you know, Quinn's still getting the past 3 games. We got 16 minutes, 10 minutes, 17 minutes.
I mean, it's still usable for a deep league guy.
Oh, yeah, deep league for sure. But, you know, in a 12er, that, you know, when he goes 12-11 with 4 blocks, you just, you know, shrug your shoulders and move on to somebody else.
Yeah. The Irishman's not too happy about you passing on there. He might shove you in the back and knock you into the stands like he did to Brow.
Okay, I'll take that over a white side elbow or, you know, getting anywhere in the vicinity of Draymond.
Better be wearing a cup if you go up to Draymond.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I wouldn't go up to him.
Yeah. The Wizards are up 20 at the time of this recording, about 4 minutes left in the fourth. So this game's about over. What do we want to talk about here? Oh, I put this in the morning article. I need to do some further research on it, though. But the Blazers are getting absolutely destroyed by big men. Not so much in this game. Gortat not having a great game, but like Vucevic put up 30 against them. It's just like a really, I don't know, Mason Plumlee's defense, non-existent.
No, it never really has been. I think he's kind of playing out of position. I think he's really a power forward.
He's more of a
but he doesn't have, he doesn't play that game, so they can't really. And they were supposed to have Festus, right? That was supposed to be their rim protector.
Maybe, but that, yeah, that was a risk when they signed him in the first place.
Yeah, it's not going to get better, sure.
Yeah, poorly.
Do you think Myers Leonard going to come in there and bring some toughness?
No. He's more of a stretch four than anything.
Yeah, there's nothing coming on the horizon.
They need a big man pretty bad. They might try to swing a trade, but they're quickly falling out of it.
Well, they're the reason that Cantor's getting paid so much, right? They offered him a big deal and OKC matched.
Man, he would have fit really well there. It wouldn't have helped the defense issue, though.
No. But yeah, he would have been a 40-20 guy. Okay, maybe not. But still, he would have been good there.
We'll get to Cantor a little later in the show. Who's blowing up for the Wizards? Great game for John Wall to kick off the week. Nice game from Beal. Oh, did you see my article this morning about Gortat and Oubre posterized Henderson within like a minute and a half of game time of each other?
Sure. Awesome. Yeah, that's tough. That's not a poster. That's a vine at that point. All together.
I hate Gerald Henderson.
It's a nice game out of Markieff. 17 yeah. and 13 and 5. 2 steals, 2 blocks, a 3, 2%, no turnovers.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
He's the Morris brother you want, even though it flip-flopped for most of last year.
It still is goes back and forth. He has his stretches of kind of boring to own.
Did you see when KCP got injured, they started Marcus Morris at shooting guard?
I picked up Stanley Johnson in the league, and I'm sticking with it. I'll play him until KCP gets back.
They played Morris at the 2, Harris at the 3, and then Aaron Baines at the 4 next to Drummond. They should have just
put... Yeah, but he still only got like 15 minutes of that game, right? Know, like, that didn't last.
It was funny. They should have just put Boban it at point guard and had the tallest starting five in history.
I mean, you had Drummond shooting a 3, right?
Yeah, Drummond stretching his perimeter game. That's exactly... The play was drawn up exactly for him to shoot a 3.
Well, that's the Lakers. You get to have fun in those games.
That's true. Oubre's got up to 18 points now. He's scoring a little bit in some junk time. You care about Oubre at all, or just too up and down for 12ers?
Yeah, for 12ers it's too much. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens next year with Porter.
Yeah, which I agree.
This year, there's just no way.
With Cavs expanding, though, I mean, someone would know this way better than I would. I know they have Beal and Wall on max deals. Could they afford Porter on a max deal?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what happens. I don't think so. I'd have to look it up, but I mean, it depends on how much it goes up, of course.
Yeah,
you're talking about a lot now. I mean, Markieff is on a pretty friendly deal, so that helps. But you know, most of these guys are gonna be free agents, right? They gave Nicholson way too much money. He's not even playing.
They gave Mahinmi too much money.
Yeah, there's that problems with work. This, I think.
Yeah. We'll see there. But Washington's kind of turning it around. Going to pick up the win here against Portland and go 21-19. So good for them. Slim, if you wanted to catch a team on the upswing in the NBA, catch a playoff game, or, you know, sell your Poppycockers tickets because no one wants to go to those anymore, where would you do this, Slim?
Oh, there's only one place.
That, of course, is SeatGeek. SeatGeek has never made it easier to get tickets, to buy and sell tickets online. It's an awesome, awesome site. It's a great app on your phone or tablet. It works really seamlessly. I use it for all my tickets. It's awesome. And it's because you get the best deal on every ticket because they price compare for you by searching multiple ticket sites and putting it in one place. Because, you know, prices can vary depending on where you shop. But SeatGeek's always going to find you the lowest available price. And they present it really easily to see. On the venue map, you'll see grades on each ticket that's available. So you always find the best guaranteed deal. And best of all, our listeners at Razzball Nation are going to get $20 off from their first SeatGeek purchase. All you have to do is download the SeatGeek app. It's free. Go to the settings tab, add a promo code, put in promo code RAZMBA, and after you make your first ticket purchase, SeatGeek's going to send you $20. So just check it out. Buy, you know, get a $20 ticket somewhere. Get the $20 off. It's like going to a free thing just for checking out SeatGeek. So download the app now and enter promo code RAZMBA today. So, Slim, what else has been going on this weekend? You see Kelly Olynyk had a big game?
Oh, yeah? Walking on water again, huh?
Well, he's not walking on his ankle right now because apparently he picked up a cankle in practice right off his best game of the season. Womp, womp.
Yeah, 32 minutes. Okay, that's Brad Stevens for you.
Yeah, I mean...
He'll play the hot hand.
I brought this up because his last three games, all over 22 minutes after really waffling below that, played well in all of them. You know, shooting some threes, get some rebounds, filters in a D stat or two. I don't know. I thought it was, like, somewhat interesting. Probably still a streamer for me, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need to see more minutes than that. 20, 21, 22, it's just there's going to be too many duds. He doesn't fill up the D stats really well enough, unless he gets a couple more minutes. I'll need something else. It's not a big rebounder. I don't know. I'm not looking to pick him up or anything. I mean, I know the 32 minutes should catch my eye, but I just don't trust Stevens to keep that going.
Okay. Well, I like Olynyk more than Doug McDermott, the other big name big game, I should say. I don't know, something like that. I don't buy McBuckets at all, do you?
Well, he does one, maybe two things.
I don't know. What are the two things he does?
I mean, how different is he than, assuming he keeps getting these kind of minutes, than, let's say, Dirk?
Dirk will score more. Dirk will get more blocks.
I mean, they're kind of big man Thragnoff.
A little bit. I don't know. I thought you were going to say, what's the difference between, like, McDermott and Tim Hardaway?
No, Hardaway doesn't get this kind of rebounds. I know McDermott's minutes aren't, you know, steady.
McDermott's rebounds are awful. It's 3.3 rebounds in over 26 minutes a game. It's terrible.
I'm just looking at this recent game log. You know, 6-7, then 2-1-2 with not getting enough minutes. There's a 10-6, couple of 4s. It's not.
Oh, 3.3
in that much. I don't think I'll see that on Hardaway's.
Well, that's okay. I mean, that's a little bit. It's not like McDermott's a good rebound. He's off a 31.6 rebound game with the steal and a block. With 3 threes, 10 of 11 free throws is the real surprising part. I don't know. He had a big opportunity to get a lot of usage with everyone out with the plague on the Bulls and didn't really step up.
I mean, you know, do they win that game against Memphis without his 31? You know, probably not.
Sure, that's one game. Did they lose the other games?
Yeah, I'm not picking them up. Come on. 14% owned is about 13 too much.
Okay, well then we can agree there. I don't know. I don't know why that turned into an argument of any sort.
I think you're in defense mode whenever I bring up Dirk.
That's not true. I dropped Dirk. I told you I don't like Dirk. I don't have REL bias for Dirk. Dirk's just there on my REL team. Whatever he does besides get DMPs is gravy, you know?
Oh man, 7 games in a row.
I know. It's crazy.
Why can't Parsons be taking this kind of game track?
No, Parsons. That'll put me into defense. That'll put me into anxiety mode. They'll put me into bath salts mode. I'll just
I think he's still yet to see 20 in a game, most recently.
I might just like go to the middle of the city and start eating people's faces like I'm on bath salts if you talk to me about Chandler Parsons too much.
I think we have our what's going to happen when you have to give away your prize in the RCL?
Ego montage is
JB eating somebody's face off. Okay, we got it. All right.
Oh, JB has
got
to take
hot wings, and you got a mass food challenge, and you got eating people's faces off. This is working out perfect.
Awesome. All right. What else is going on? Josh Richardson's got a foot. He's going to be in Das Boot for a while longer. Yeah, it's tough. Here we got another Gary Harris situation.
No, this is much worse.
Okay. You're cutting him, not stashing.
Yeah, I already did. I cut him when it was first, you know, said he was going to miss a game.
All
right. Interesting. But I had a bunch of injuries then, so I didn't really have a choice. But I cut him and kept Gary Harris with both of them being question marks at that point, and it worked out.
Are you interested in on Dion Waiters again?
You know, the difference, well, not if I like my percents, but the difference between Richardson and now and Gary Harris then is, you know, when Richardson does finally start to come back, I know how much of the season is going to be left.
It might not be any. They might just shut him down.
Well, there's always going to be that risk now, but you know what I'm saying. There's he's not going to have the time to build up like Gary Harris did to be a big time player in our playoffs.
Yeah, I agree with that. Interested in Waiters? You said no to the percents. Agree, but 38 and then 31 minutes the last two games, 14 assists, only 2 turnovers the last two games.
Okay, I'm streaming him in 2 12-ers against Houston.
There you go. That's why.
So there's that.
Is that a game tonight? Oh, it's tomorrow.
It is tonight. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, it is tonight. Well, but for me recording now, I might still have time to stream him on some RCL teams.
Not in one league.
Damn it! Oh, what was that? I don't even know. I'm so behind today. Did you end up winning in our RCL? I know I was up 5-4.
I lost.
I know I was up 5-4 going into the last one. I'm pulling it up.
That plague. That got
the
me
plague.
Bad.
Plague! What was the final? Yeah, 5-4. JB likes to spank Slim indeed. Get over here, Slim. Get that rump over here. I need to do some spanking.
All right, I'll accept my mid-season defeat.
Oh, you won by 1 rebound. Although you also won by 1 turnover, so yeah. Oh my God, you had 21 turnovers to my 6 on Sunday.
Maybe I should have benched somebody, huh?
Yeah, but then you would've...
rebounds by 1, so yeah. Never mind. It would have been a wash.
Oh, Jerry and Grant DNPs for your weekend streams.
Yeah.
Yikes. No, I actually streamed Jerry and Grant myself in an RCL or two. They decided to play Rondo once every
month. Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
There's 2 wins, so okay, fine. They got me this time.
Stupid. Let's see what's else. Alfred. Oh, did you see Alfred's dunk over the weekend? Oh my God.
Yeah. That's why I always thought he'd have this nice high field goal percent, because, you know, of what he can do like that around the basket.
Yeah, just took it to the Jazz that game. Man, he was good. 28 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals and a block. 10 of 17 from the field. 7-for-11 free throws is pretty annoying, since the previous 8 games before that, he had only attempted 6 free throws. Don't get to the line so much if you can't make your free throws.
Yeah, it's been an odd year for him. Metrics hate him.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and he started real bad.
Yeah, you know, he was able to play against bench players and bring it back. You'd like to see, I mean, the field goal percent's come up 2%. That's nice.
Yeah, the assist to turnover.
For 3 a game.
Assist to turnover is about the same. It's a little better. Only 2 turnovers a game. That's not bad.
Yeah, I'd like to see that assist. You know, that's sub-6 for him with under, you know, 10 shots a game. That should be higher.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just gotten better. If you take out the real bad start, I bet I could... Here, I'll try to pull up a long date.
Of course, rookie steals. You know, 1.7 steals as a rookie, and you know, 1.2 last year, 1.2 again this year. That's kind of disappointing. That's going to keep him from ever being a top 50 player.
Well, the blocks are up though.
Yeah, we're talking. You know,
it's more than half a block a game.
You can just swing that.
Let's see. He really bottomed out around. We'll go from this game on. I'm going from December 6th. The last 21 games, 13.8 points, 3.8 rebounds, 6.5 assists, 1.1 steals, 0.6 blocks, only two turnovers a game, 48% from the field. It's pretty good.
Field goal percent, that's gonna help.
48% is good there. Free throw percentage, 68% in that time frame, so up a tiny bit. Turnovers still only two a game. So, I mean, he's just on a pretty good run lately. He just started real bad.
Yeah, I guess we expected a little more with Oladipo gone. But yeah. Fournier's kind of taken over that role. And, this is with Fournier out, so.
True.
The past couple games.
But with that against this kind of line, almost trip-dubbing with 28 points against the Jazz is a pretty good showing.
Well, only a point guard is going to do that. Against the Jazz.
Probably. Big men are not going to let that happen.
No. Gordon Hayward does his job.
True.
I've got Elfrid Payton as, a fourth or fifth point guard in the league, and I don't know. I seem to be underwhelmed too often.
Yeah. I can see
maybe
that.
Maybe it's the Skiles effect. He's got 25, 19, 23 minutes. He's just not getting he's get less minutes than last year. I wasn't expecting that.
Skiles has just left his residue all over.
I guess I should say fewer, huh? Is that?
We're not a very proper podcast.
Well, I'm dressed for the occasion, at least.
I am not wearing any pants. you mentioned Oladipo. 23 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks in his last game against the Kings. Well, they're also playing late last night, so that's another podcast. But any chance this is starting to turn it over for Oladipo? He's only 1 of 7 from 3. He hits a couple more threes, and that line's really epic.
There's a couple issues, in particular the assists. So you can never call him a point guard again.
That's for sure.
Least, no, you still can't. Because if Westbrook goes down, then we know who's going to step up.
I know you love Cameron Payne. I do, too. I don't know.
Oladipo's not going to run the point. He's got his role. His role is, to be Bradley Beal.
Poor Bradley Beal.
Oh, poor Bradley Beal. Beal's fine. But two steals, two threes, or two steals, two blocks for Oladipo. That's, he keeps doing that, then he'll definitely be top 50, even without the assists.
Yeah, agree there.
Top 25, like he was drafted,
never going to happen. I'm glad I was on the flip side of the Oladipo argument.
Yeah, he was one of those guys that people wanted you to, were kind of surprised you left out of your top 20.
Yeah, and I had him like 28 or so. I still liked him, overranked him, but I was towards I think I was in the red in Fantasy Pros.
Yeah, you kind of thought he'd take over what Durant was doing, just, one for, maybe not quite one for one, but.
Yeah, we thought he played backup point guard, and that didn't.
Yeah, really that happen. Too.
Yeah, so. Sticking with the Thunder, Steven Adams hit his head, is going through concussion protocol. I think he missed last night. he might miss a couple games. Enes Kanter is looking ridiculous, because I watch a lot of Thunder. He just dominates the paint. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, there are a few better offensive weapons than him down low.
I always knew he was good. He was a decent scorer. I know he had a pretty good run when Ibaka got hurt last year. Maybe I just because I wasn't watching as much Thunder as I am now, but he is unbelievable in the paint.
Yeah, he has every move that there is. There really is. I mean, if he wanted to go out there and throw up some skyhooks, they're going to go in.
Yeah, was 10 for 18 last game, 9 of 11 free throws, draws contact really well. I mean, he's like a big man Westbrook, always drawing fouls. 29 points.
Yeah, but the way he avoids it on defense, that's you can't teach that.
Yeah, 29 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal and a block, 4 turnovers is kind of annoying. But I don't know.
He's always been kind of a turnover big.
Yeah, he's just... In fantasy, it's hard to get too excited because he doesn't hit threes, doesn't get the D stats consistently. He's pretty much a scorer, rebounder with decent free throw shooting.
Yeah, he's Valanciunas.
Valanciunas has been playing pretty well lately too.
Yeah, there's a couple more rebounds out of JV, but yeah, okay. Maybe a couple more points out of Cantor.
They're not as far apart as we thought they would be.
Well, you know, Cantor's minutes fluctuate. Well, Valanciunas, yeah, I guess he's not a not quite a stalwart, huh?
No. Anyway. What else slammed from you from the weekend? I kind of was light on my weekend notes.
Always coming up short.
Hey, that's not what you said last night. That was too far.
You know, it's no, I didn't watch anything last night. I watched a movie last night.
Ooh, what'd you watch?
Arrival.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, that was, remember I told you, my friend's first movie credit.
Yep.
It was pretty good. I liked it. I liked the climax. Oh, remember, we talked about it on the podcast, impromptu movie section. Remember when I said there was one line that everyone just, like, laughed at towards the end?
Okay.
It's when Jeremy Renner was like, I'm glad that this happened, because I got to meet you. Oh, please tell me you remember that. And you just like threw your hands up and were like, come on, this movie did not need
No, there were lots of little hokey moments there at the end, but
yeah, it was okay. I liked it, but
yeah, sure. It's when you're playing with that kind of premise, yeah, it's tough to do.
Yeah, I thought it was good, but didn't blow me away like some people. So
no, I love how you can give it away though with like two words.
Yeah, that's true. Those words are, she's an alien too. No, I'm just kidding. That's not really. So I have a movie. I'll save it for the next podcast. I got to recommend it to you and maybe you'll watch it before. We'll talk that off air. Slim, I think that we need some music to get us pumped for the next section of the show. Way too serious. Oh, I know what it is.
You got it?
That's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right?
Yeah.
Why is being a millionaire so serious? It's very serious.
Oh, yeah, you're paying a third of that in taxes, so you're not even close.
True. Very true. All right, Slim, you ready?
Okay. I gotta get myself in the proper mindset for this. Go for it.
All right, I'm going higher end players here, so nothing too obscure.
Okay.
22 points a game for player A.
Okay.
6.2 rebounds, 3.3 assists.
Okay.
1.8 steals.
You say that like you're surprised.
With 0.3 blocks. And 2.3 threes a game.
Okay, it's pretty good. How many three?
2.3.
Oh, okay, it's a lot.
Shooting 44.6% from the field.
Okay.
Pretty solid player.
Yeah. No, that's I mean, my first thought was you're Jimmy Butler type, but not quite. No, he's flipped those rebounds and assists to get him.
Yeah, you're in the right range. But that is not him. Close. All right, player.
No.
Right,
go ahead.
You ready? Okay, player B. Also at exactly 22.1 points a game.
Okay.
Which I found interesting. 5.8 rebounds. So 0.4 less rebounds. 3.6 assists. So 0.3 more assists. But virtually the same. Only 1.1 steals and 0.3 blocks though, compared to 1.8, 0.3.
Okay.
So you're losing some steals. The rest comparable so far. Hitting 2 threes a game compared to 2.3, a little down there as well. But 46.9% from the field compared to 44.6%. So a couple boosts in field goal percentage. Pretty big boost.
Okay. I mean, I know I should probably ask, you know, how much of this is the full season?
They're both full season. I'm not trickstering you. These are some elite players.
Okay.
But I found that a lot of their, I mean, you have to admit, that's pretty similar numbers for both. Pretty similar value.
Oh, well, you know, those steals are a big deal.
Yeah, so you're taking steals over better field goal percentage?
No, with that many points, you know, that's a lot of shots.
Yeah,
it's I'm close. Assuming the free throws are at least close.
Yeah, they're both great. 4.5 for 4.9 for player A, 92%. Player B,
should be what?
5.9 for 6.8 for 87%.
Okay. I mean, the first one's... No. It's not.
The first one's KCP, you can say it.
Yeah, I know.
I wish it was KCP.
I mean, if you, there's probably a sample where it's close.
Oh, for KCP? No, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. KCP's...
The 6-3-2 games right after it kind of hurt.
Yeah, KCP's not going to rebound like this, but the rest is plausible.
I mean, you know, it's... I would say it's Kawhi, but not with that many threes.
No, no, not quite Kawhi. They both are wings.
Yeah.
That was kind of given.
I think something's throwing me off here is that there should be more assists from one of them, and there isn't.
Yeah, that's... I'm surprised. Yeah, actually, that's a good call. I'm surprised player A is below player B.
I mean, you got a, you don't have a Gordon Hayward in there, do you?
Hey! Ding, 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 ding. Since they're so close, I'll just give it to you. That was player B. Since their stats are so close. Yeah.
26 years old, he doesn't have the steals. But, okay. And so now you're going to try to get me to say I'd rather take someone over Hayward. I know how this game works.
Plausibly, but plausibly not. I don't know. Which player do you want, Hayward or player A? Do you want the steals, or do you want, and a little bit, what else did he do better?
That is definitely career high field goal percent, right?
For player A, or for Hayward?
No, for Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, his rookie year was as high, but didn't play the same amount. Yeah, it's as high since being a full-time starter.
Okay. Okay. That's a lot of steals.
Yeah. That's... one last thing to consider. Hayward, 2.1 turnovers. Player A, 2.8 turnovers. So you got to take the steals, but you also got to take a little worse field goal percentage, a little worse turnovers for a handful more threes.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know. You know, your clay doesn't give you the kind of rebounding or steals or or most of the other stuff on there. you know, it's, I don't know why I shouldn't. I mean, there's only a couple people it could be, right?
Yeah, it's someone we mentioned. Oh, maybe it was right before the show that we mentioned him. That might give it away.
Nope. Give it away.
Nope, you're done. All right, you ready?
Yep, who you got?
It's Paul George.
Okay. Yeah, that's a stat line I don't look at too much. Yeah, that's okay.
But Paul George and Gordon Hayward really close. In a lot of areas this year. I found that pretty interesting.
Yeah, people are taking Paul George in the first, and Hayward post-injury, what, 60 or so?
Yeah, he was going way too late. Because I remember I went into this year, you know, before he got hurt, saying I think he's a little overrated, field goal percentage is low for not hitting a ton of threes, and, you know, turnovers are, and assists kind of both going down, just kind of turning into a score with, but... This year, the scoring's up, the field goal percentage is better, career-high threes, career-high free throw volume at a career-high percent. I mean, he's really taking a big step forward.
You know, it's offense. 1.1 steals is not great. You know, the turnovers are down, too.
That's assist to turnovers, great. Because that's something that actually, looking at three straight years where it regressed, or maybe that's not the right word, where it went down. It downgraded for three straight years and finally took a big step forward this year.
Yeah, he does look like a different player. I mean, the entire team has matured. You know, they're a more cohesive unit.
Yeah. Well, when you play,
I think it's paying off for everybody. I mean, Gobert is just dominating.
Yeah, I mean, Gobert's fantastic. They've got a quality point guard for like a quarter of the season in George Hill. Hopefully, Hill can stay healthy. If this team stays healthy, they're going to be a little bit of some trouble in the playoffs.
Oh, for sure. There's no way you want to face a healthy Utah.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, a team, a slow, methodical team, I think they'll be okay. You know, your Spurs, they'll be fine. But a fast team that has to play to Utah's tempo, they're going to be in trouble.
And the Rockets would have trouble with this team, for example.
Right? I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, there you go, Slim. Your Jazz, as you mentioned a couple of years ago, in the playoff hunt. Too bad you're not a fan of them anymore because you only hop to the young teams for your fantasy biases.
Well, you know, Malone, he's yeah. Malone keeps me a Jazz fan.
All right, Slim. So taking a look at tonight's games, what do we have on? Oh, you're only half stupid, by the way. So congratulations on only being half stupid.
All right, I'm gonna assume right side's working today.
Five games on the slate tonight. Oh, good Lord. The first two are three of them are like the worst matchups ever. The Rockets going to your Heat, the Raptors going to the Mets, and then the T-Wolves going to the Spurs.
Yeah, there isn't really a good game amongst these, but
yeah.
Maybe Minnesota can show them something. I wouldn't bet on it, but maybe.
The Spurs just lost at the Suns, so you never know.
Yeah, well, this is a home game for the Spurs. I'll take the over on whatever that over under is.
Well, the Wolves also just beat the Rockets and OKC in succession. I believe that's right. OKC was one of them.
Okay, and Rubio's been playing well. His assists are kind of bigger.
Towns is playing well. So
that's probably the game of the night, I'd say.
Okay. Nuggets Lakers should be good for some streaming. Maybe your backup Raptors against the Mets. Your normal.
What about LaVine? Last I heard, he was still questionable.
No, he played on Sunday.
Good.
So he should be back.
Not long. One game?
It may have been two. I think one or two. Yeah, wasn't too bad.
It's the best thing about those young guys is how quick they heal.
That's a good point. Tell that to KCP in the shoulder. Need him back. Oh, stupid Yahoo, not putting him injured yet. Ugh!
I wanted... there's no rhyme or reason to any of that.
I know. I wanted IEL so I could make an extra REL move. But no! Him and, now Josh Richardson, now that he's not playing, he's never going to get point guard.
You just gotta rub it in, huh?
That was really rude of me. I apologize. Take a look at the top 10 scores. Westbrook, Brown, Harden, Isaiah Thomas, Cousins, DeRozan, Lillard, Durant, LeBron, and Jimmy Butler. I think I'm still, we're both oafers in our last three contests. Slim, you're in a cold spell here. What's been going on?
Yeah, I had a 3-for-4 at one point.
Yeah. You were,
there's nothing even close right now.
You were 4 out of 6.
I can't even get a third of the way there.
I know.
Yeah. Paul, 10 points
Paul George. Yeah, I'm glad no one in the comments was like, you guys are idiots. Someone like kind of mentioned about the international games. But yeah, we don't pay any attention to anything beyond. Like, I couldn't tell you all the NBA divisions with certainty. With how they like sliced them up into Atlantic and all that crap. I don't follow.
Yeah, that'd be tough. I definitely would not get that right.
Yeah, I know East and West very well because that's what it was when I grew up. But yeah, all that other crap. Whatever. We kind of don't pay attention to some of the macro NBA stuff. We're very focused on what game is happening against who and what fantasy players are playing. So yeah. We missed that these were international games going on last week. That's why the schedule was so funky. And, game in London. Weird. Shouldn't pick someone in the London game, Slim.
I think someone on the other side had a good game. It's just Paul George didn't.
Yeah, well. He's not a good traveler, Paul George.
Oh, I should have known that.
Exactly.
Let me make a little note here.
Yeah, he
Next
experiences
time he goes to London, I know.
experiences jet
Jet
lag.
lag. Yeah, it's no joke, man. Jet lag is for real.
I'm about to be on some jet lag in a month here, doing a cross-country trip for Razzball people. Better get some sleep. That went
Yeah,
nowhere.
Gray might keep you up at night.
That's a good point.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling he laughs in his sleep. Something tells me that.
He does his cackle laugh in the middle
Yeah,
of
it's just a
sleep.
constant. Yeah.
Oh man. All right. So I have to go first in this thing. Kawhi's interesting. Yeah, he's off a 38-point game, but the Spurs lost. I don't know. They might sit Kawhi at the end of the third quarter if they're absolutely blowing him out. But I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Let's go Kawhi at home against the Wolves. Not gonna lose two in a row.
Okay. I was somebody picked Lowry the other day, and I don't think about it very often. How's he? No, hasn't really been there. Yeah, they're winning though, scoring a bunch of points.
Against the mess.
Who's guarding him?
Dinwiddie! Look out for that Dinwiddie D.
Yeah, nobody on Houston or Miami, Denver, no. Lakers, I don't know half their team anymore. Yeah, I'll go Lowry, why not? He can get hot.
Yeah, I like that one. So, there you go. There's our 30-point challenge picks. I know I've been a couple behind on updating the board. I'll get that updated sometime today or yesterday or something like that. Anyway. Be sure to put your 30-point challenge picks in this comments post. I think Slim and Connor are still in the dead heat at six up top, but I mean that I'll be sure it's updated for next week's show or for the Thursday show. I'm so discombobulated, Slim. Today's been I don't know why there hasn't been work today, but it's felt like a longer day. I don't understand why. It's keeping up with.
I mean, have you just been sitting around watching TV?
No, I've been working on Razzball, so no, well, the real reason is the wife dragged me to the mall. She wanted someone to go to the mall with. Kind of threw my day off.
I know, man. That's like, can't you get your Uber driver to do it?
Yeah, I know. And I slept in a couple extra hours because I didn't have to go to work. So, I mean, you take all that and I like barely keeping Razzball afloat.
Nah, it's going pretty strong, I think.
Let's hope so. Well, hopefully your teams are doing strong. I'm sure if you're still listening, you've got a team in it somewhere. And if not, well, more power to you for listening to us clowns. So, Slim, we're gonna end the show there. Thanks everyone for listening. I'll catch you on Thursday morning, Slim. Talk to you then.
All right, adios.